USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first case of human infection from a particular bird flu strain has been detected in the eastern Chinese province of Jiangsu, China's National Health Commission said on Tuesday. Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News this is nothing like COVID-19.
There's been over 180 isolates of different avian flus of a similar strain, and we just simply haven't seen much community transmission. Right now, there's no evidence of community transmission human to human, and I suspect the Chinese are being super transparent given the origins of coronavirus and their lack of transparency there.
Carnival Cruise Lines was given the okay by the CDC to begin sailing from three U.S. ports, the Port of Galveston in Texas, as well as Port of Miami and Port Carnival in Florida, for its return to guest operations this summer. This is USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
The state of Nevada wants to be number one. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nevada lawmakers are looking to move the state's position on the presidential primary calendar. State lawmakers passed a bill Monday that looks to make the state the first contest in the nomination process for the 2024 presidential election. It would need both Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's signature and approval from both political parties to make the move. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The YMCA wants to help pent-up pandemic kids. Jim Berg has more.
The national head of the YMCA hopes summer camps can help America's youth mentally recover from the pain and stress of the pandemic.
They experienced significant difficulties over the past year, you know, with school being virtual, isolation away from their friends.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Kevin Washington saying all affiliates will follow CDC and local health guidelines to provide a fun, safe environment for children at camps this summer.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1942. A Warsaw underground newspaper, the Liberty Brigade, makes public the news of Germany's final solution, a Nazi-operated death camp in Poland, almost 7 months after the Holocaust atrocities began. Flash, 1990. At a superpower summit meeting in Washington, D.C., U.S. President George H.W. Bush and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev sign a historic agreement to end production of chemical weapons. Flash, 1980.
To act upon one's convictions while others wait, to create a positive force in a world where cynics abound, to provide information to people when it wasn't available before, to offer those who want it a choice. For the American people whose thirst for understanding and a better life has made this venture possible. For the cable industry whose pioneering spirit caused this great step forward in communications. And for those employees of Turner Broadcasting, whose total commitment to their company has brought us together today, I dedicate the news channel for America, the cable news network.
CNN, the cable news network, the world's first 24-hour televised news network, makes its debut. CNN was the brainchild of Robert Ted Turner, the mouth of the South. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.